Okay, I'm recording. Yay. Whoop. You don't like dubstep? Are you living in 2010 or something? You haven't seen Tosh.0. It's only the best show on TV. Where did I put that song? Oh, alright. Oh, yeah, I'm missing two songs. Talib Kweli. That's how he says it. In the song. Okay. Right. We're just gonna start, and then Ma was like, it's like riding a bike on the internet. All right. Hey everybody, this is Gino Boost from GameMusicForAll.com. Woo! It's the 20th of June here. We should all talk at once and then have like sirens going off and like it's a party. Can we add a siren later? It's a global recession. Unheard of. Yeah, I didn't even knew, I thought you were using the barter system still. Uh-oh. he goes to a lot of like shuttle launches and New Year's Eve parties. Well, you could go to at least 24 if you're fast enough. I think we would be fine if we just heard some lines from some of B's fan fiction. He caressed me with his robo arms. Who knew 7 feet of polished steel could be so gentle? Oh, are we sure? Were they wearing clothes or not? Robots don't need clothes. Pretty convenient when you live like 10 minutes away. I think we'll start a Ma needs an alarm clock fund, and then she won't miss the sets. And she never has to do anything ever again. Well, what song does that lead into? The greatest song ever. It's for the House of Dead Overkill on the Wii, and it's coming out on the PlayStation 3. It's gonna be awesome, except the Move controllers cost way too much money, and Sony's full of crap. But the game is still good, and you should still buy it because nobody bought it, and then they should make another one, and they deserve all your money because it's one of the best games ever. Full of crap. I still have a PS3, so they can't say anything. I still give them money. I just hate doing it. House of the Dead. Oh, like super villains. I get it now. It's a pretty crappy name. It reminds me of the band Bowling for Soup, and I hate that band. It's only whiny if a girl does it. I'm just so partied out, you guys, you don't understand. Oh yeah, fuck Denny's after that. Alright, well, I'm going to count you in so you can talk about it. Alright, 3, 2, 1. It's agreeable. Come back, yay! Oh, sorry. Put another siren in there. Every time someone says we're back. We do it for the fans. We've hated each other for years. between songs is when we cuss a lot more and insult all the listeners. Alright, speaking of things I dislike, Capcom canceled Mega Man Legends 3 again. So, I guess we have to wait another 10 years for it to come out. Well, this is what I have to say to Capcom. You guys are fucking assholes. Like, there's no easier way to put it. Just give me my goddamn Mega Man Legends 3. You can even release the prototype first that was gonna come out. You're gonna make us pay for a demo, and you couldn't even do that, you greedy assholes. You just canceled it straight off. We saw the gameplay footage. We know it exists. Just put it somewhere. Jeez. Someone's gonna... Someone's gonna get a bomb threat. Yeah. Hey, dude. Hey, dude. I took a crap in your bathtub. What? I mean, I brought food. Huh? It's not a surprise. So thanks, Capcom, for taking a crap in my shower. That's basically what you did, metaphorically speaking. Yeah. Yeah, they're crafty. Maybe. Well, I wouldn't put it past them. They already canceled Mega Man Legends 3. Not much more you can do. And it's not published by Capcom. It's a puzzle game, right? Like, it looks very Persona-ish. Are they gonna talk a lot in it? Cause Persona's cool, but they talk a lot. Like, all the time. Yeah, but you don't have to... Has anyone played Super Metroid, where they don't talk at all, and it's the best story ever? They could take a lesson from that. So they're being a bunch of wusses. Game over. Yeah, you know how like movies and films and stuff have like more than one place where things happen? It's like that. What? It's a puzzle game. They need more cool puzzle games with storylines. The last one was what? Meteos? And every time you get a tattoo of it, he gets 5 cents. Because he didn't forget, because he just said it. Can we just call the album Testing the Waters 2, The Water's Been Tested? If Steffo's listening, I take credit for that title. Water's Revenge. Enjoy. That should be the outtake. Here he goes. Hold on, hold on. That should be the outtake. Stop saying enjoy. All right, what song will we be coming back with? Let's do the Kirby song. All right. Welcome back. You just heard a track from Kirby's Epic Yarn, and it was from the Lava Level. I don't know what the name of the song is. I'll just call it the Lava Level song. And it's amazing, because every song on that game is amazing. And the game is amazing, too. It was the best. And the next Kirby game is going to be awesome, also. It's, I don't know, it's untitled right now, but it's for the Wii, and it's 4-player co-op, and you gotta play as King Dedede, or Meta Knight, or a Waddle Dee with a spear, and then it's just a bunch of crazy stuff happening, because there's too many people on the screen, and it's awesome. No, I got to play it at E3. It was amazing. Yep. It was awesome. They had a bunch. I got to play Kid Icarus, and I beat everyone at the multiplayer because I'm awesome. Like, it was my first time playing the multiplayer, and I led the white team to victory against the evil black team. Does anyone ever have a cool conference? Like, what did he do this year? Just apologize over and over? Yeah. They should fire their fake president for the PlayStation Network going down. then there was silence. So, Nintendo had a great conference, I guess. They had Mario Kart. They have Mario Kart, which is being made by Retro Studios. So, you're basically guaranteed the best game ever. They made the Metroid Prime series, and then they made Donkey Kong Country Returns. No. Yeah, but there was an 8-hour line for it. I saw it, but I didn't get it. They didn't let me touch it or anything. I'm not gonna stand there for 8 hours to play some tech demos when I could have just been playing Mario Kart over and over like I did do. I played Mario Kart, I got to play Star Fox, and Mario 3DS, and Kid Icarus, and they were all awesome. It's E3 where everyone talks a lot and they don't show you anything. And it's like a real award show because game developers get to decide who gets an award, not jerk faces. Yawn. I was going through the first Uncharted, and I don't know. I have a hard time getting behind these video games that are just basically movies thing. Movies. Like, it has this. Shocking scandal. Not cool, dude. So cheese gives you knife. Maybe, well, yeah, that's much better. B, how would you feel if the whole thing took place in a pizza shop and you didn't see a single pizza through the whole game? Like, would you get angrier every level that there was a cutscene and they didn't have any pizza? So his dreams are just real life, where people can die at any moment. like a good video game should. Any good video game should, it makes sense. Yeah, having to decide between two girls, that's a problem a lot of people who buy Atlus games have. Especially if you get that pillow that comes with it. Have you seen the pillow, or are you just assuming? Well, so can you text anything, or like you get like pre-selected, because like penis, 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 penis? So you could try to be different, but you never will be, just like in real life. Would you get a pillow over? Not a very good name for a pizza shop. Well, that makes one of us. I tried to play it. put that in your pipe and smoke it. That was a lot of talk about Catherine. I need some food, but I don't have a laptop like you guys. Maybe. I don't know. It's a new season. We can play the song again. I'm trying to go to the site, but now my thing's not working. Arm can. No, I don't think, I guess not. Oh, let's look at older posts. Yeah, we did. On episode 20. It's not even that long ago. Yeah. That was still like, what, a year ago? We'll just hope no one notices. Oh, I have to tell people to buy Shadows of the Damned. It's really good, and no one bought it. It's about this guy, Garcia Hotspur, and he hunts demons, but then the king of the demons, he steals his girlfriend, and then Garcia has to go to hell to save her. And his gun is his sidekick. Yep. Want to come back quick. Alright, what song would we end with then?
Alright. Do we have any listener emails?
They do like video game music stuff. Oh, this game is gonna be awesome. The lollipop chainsaw with the cheerleader that chainsaws zombies inside of a school. Thank you. Alright. Nah. Huh? I don't know. Huh? Never heard of him. Spider who? I thought he was married to Mary Jane already. Oh. Yeah, we're gonna come back with team teamwork. There's an article about all the edits they made to the Mega Man Legends 3 Wikipedia page. What happened? What happened? I told you, no one ever believed me. All right. Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna stop too then. I'm recording. Yeah. Welcome back. You just heard Team Teamwork, and that was their mashup of Earthbound and Talib Kweli and Mos Def's track Bright as the Stars. And it's amazing. All of it's amazing. And you should go download all of Team Teamwork's mashups and mixtapes from their Tumblr, because he's amazing. The end. Because Facebook's not useful for that at all. How much is Google paying you? So they're... Yeah, because I'm sure they're listening to us right now. They can't just say you hate Google. All they have to do is release all our searches. Well, they do own YouTube, so it really doesn't matter. Isn't Google Video, like, not up anymore? Like, I thought it doesn't exist anymore. Oh, yeah, so... Does it? Let me Google that. Video.google.com just takes you to the Google search engine for videos. I have a Google phone. No. This better be good. What does this have to do with anything? Oh, like those worms, or the hydrothermal vents? This couldn't have less to do with video games. In recent science news, because you don't pay attention to them. How could you not hear their Super Nintendo Sega Genesis album? It had Super Metroid, Sonic. Too busy waiting. You're going to be very busy for a very long time. Just like, you know. All four songs, including the silence. Would you at least like the post? We only played her on this show. Never. If we ever play the same song twice on this show, I'll commit suicide. And I'll do it listening to the Final Fantasy IX album. I'll listen to the 8th track on the 3rd disc, and I hope that person doesn't have guilt problems that I died of their song. I chose it at more or less random. I did make sure it's the 3rd disc, though. You know how he like gets up there and with a microphone and he raps really well? Yeah, like the things this guy raps about, I find agreeable. I didn't say good, I said agreeable. I will put this out there. I consider Rando the most agreeable rapper in the business. We'll start a Kickstarter. There's these places that'll rent you a car. Sorry, I'm just full of logic. It'll be bunch of nerds. But like home fun. Because videos are great for podcasts. People should tweet reviews to us. I don't know, but I do it. We will play a song by a band that starts with the same letter as your name. Or if your name is Maury, Frank, But you should play Shadows of the Damned first, because it only sold 24,000 copies. But I just looked it up. That puts it in like 100th place for games sold the month it came out. It's pretty bad. It's such a good game. I'm playing through it for the second time. Instead of playing Final Fantasy IX or some other crap. Yeah, Shadows of the Damned is awesome. And then go find the soundtrack, because that's awesome too. But also play the game, because there's a lot of songs that aren't on the soundtrack, which is dumb. Because why would you make a soundtrack without, you know, the soundtrack to the game? But still, it's good. It's awesome. And it's worth every penny. All of them, every penny, you can count them. Because you don't support awesome games. You should spend it on Shadows of the Damned. Problem solved. The hell was that? should we just call it an episode? Bye. Never. All right.